right. Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio. Bike Sport Radio on killradio.org. And I'm Brad House. It's Monday, July 27th, 12 noon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio featuring the sport of competitive cycling, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. Today's show, we will have race results from the last couple of weeks, Masters Cycle League, results from Ontario and some track racing, mountain bike racing results as well, and no in-studio guest today, but we did get a chance to do a road trip to New York City and check out some of the bike activism out there. Let's go to some sounds of the Masters Cycle League that just went on this weekend.
Three laps to go, riders, in the race. And this is two MCL points, three to go, three laps to go. This is two Masters Cycle League points and 2 points going to the leader here. Who it's going to be? Shoer Sanenz, number 60, and three laps to go. That's Michael Johnson, Shoer Sanenz.
The Masters Cycle League finished up with the San Marcos Criterium on the campus of Cal State San Marcos. And let's go to those results now on the Masters Cycle League.
For the Masters Cycle League, the series finals were held on July 26th at the San Marcos Criterium, brought to you by Rancho Cycling. The Masters 35, top 10 placings. Peter Anderson picking up 10th place, 9th place going to SC Velo's Sean Watkins, 8th place going to Shoer Sanenz's Mike Onkels. 7th place, Amgen Giant Masters' Randall Coxworth. 6th place, going to Amgen Giant Masters' Christy Markey. 5th place, Shoer Sanenz' Mark Fluss. 4th place, going to Amgen Giant Masters' Thurlow Rogers. 3rd place, California Pools Racing's Robert Ramirez. And it was a 1-2 win for Shoer Sanenz. 2nd place, Jamie Palinetti, and your winner, John Gabriel, both from Shoer Sanenz, with Shoer Sanenz taking the title for the 2009 Masters Cycle League. The race unfolded with a very early breakaway, Shoer Sanenz making that break of four riders and picking up the 2-point preem in the first third of the race. The second third of the race, Shoer Sanenz's breakaway rider being switched out for a fresh rider, just like that. Fresh rider bridging across to the breakaway and then picking up the second 2-point preem. So Shoer Sanenz really dominated for the 2009 Masters Cycle League. Complete results on the San Marcos Criterium can be found at scnca.org.
Yeah, the Masters Cycle League race erupted with an immediate breakaway of four riders off the front. Shoer Sanenz fielding Stephen Ferretti in that breakaway of four. Ironfly, Kevin Phillips, and two other riders. That breakaway survived until two laps to go. It was unbelievable. Really exciting. Steve Ferretti picked up two of the MCL preem points midway through the race, about a third of the way through the race, and then due to his fatigue, he actually got swapped out with another Shoer Sanenz. Johnson, MJ, bridged across when Ferretti was unable to stay with the break. MJ went into the breakaway, and then he picked up the next set of points in the MCL Preem's points. It was pretty exciting. We've got more sounds of the Masters Cycle League coming at you now.
You're in sight now. Here we are. And they have been caught by the peloton. Look at this. They've been caught by the peloton. One lap to go. The entire group all together. One to go. One lap to go. Right under 50 to Christy Markey on the attack. Shoer Sanenz watching him at one lap to go. Christy Markey picking up that preem. One lap to go for the Masters 35+. Shoer Sanenz has all but got this MCL title wrapped up now. And Amgen Giant Masters with 44 points. Just barely over 8th Wonder Helens with 35 points, Ironfly with 25 points, and Christy Markey throwing down the attack there on that last lap at one lap to go from Amgen Giant Masters. Well, let's see if we're going to see a big blue wave coming up the hill here so Amgen Giant Masters can secure their second place standing at least in the Masters Cycle League. Stand by for the exciting results. They are in sight now. Three riders in a single file coming down to the finish line. This is it. The bell is over. And who's it going to be on the outside? Showair Sonnens, unofficially 48-68, first and second. John Gabriel, Showair Sonnens for the win today, followed by Jamie Palinetti, Showair Sonnens, and the MCL Masters 35 Plus San Marcos Criterium. Congratulations to all riders, and a big pack split here with an unbelievably fast finish by Showair Sonnens, Amgen Giant Masters, and the rest of the riders as well.
Yeah, John Gabriel, Jamie Palinetti, 1 and 2. That last lap was furiously fast. The pack just splintered itself out there in the heat at the San Marcos Criterium. Brought to you by Rancho Cycling, a fine event out there. We've got an interview with the promoter in a little while, but let's go over the complete results in the San Marcos Criterium. In the pro women's category, picking up fifth place from SC Velo, Laura Hines. And fourth place from Helens Cannondale, Maria Lechuga. Third place going to Swami's Cycling's Jennifer Weinbreck. Second place, Vonderkitten Racing's Jennifer Wilson. And your winner in the women's race, Helens Cannondale's Pam Schuster. Pam Schuster. For the men's pro race, coming up later at the end of the day, the men's pro race in fifth place, now MS Society's Tyler Locke. Fourth place going to Aqua AL2 San Diego Bike Club's Christopher McDonald. Third place going to Liquid Fitness, Adagio Energy, Rudy Napolitano. And second place, SC Velo's Kyle Gritters. And your winner in the Pro Men's category at the San Marcos Criterium, Bicycle House Racing's Eric Marcotti. Eric Marcotti. All right. More results coming up from track racing.
Race results from July 18th, the SCNCA Elite Track State Championships. In the men's kilo, Friends Cycling, Jacob During is your new state champion. Men's kilo, men's 4K pursuit, also going to Friends Cycling, Jacob During. In the men's Kieran Elite Championships, your new champion from Tomasini, Tyler Kraus. The men's Madison Elite Championships going to the team of Mike McMahon and Sean Watkins, the men's Madison Elite Track Championships. In the men's points race, your winner from Ouch Pro Cycling, Brent Kay. In the men's scratch race, your new state champion, Kevin Schiller. The men's sprints, riding for Kahala Lagrange, your new state track champion in the sprints, Richard Kim. In the men's team pursuit, four-man team, that win being picked up by Brett Clare, Chris Staggs, Nathan Loyal, and John Allen. For the men's team sprint, winning team, Dan Reback, Victor McQuaid, and Thomas Valentine. Again, we're with the SCNC Elite Track Championships, State Championships. On to the women. The women's 3K pursuit being won by Kahala Lagrange's Morgan Kapp. In the women's 500-meter time trial, Aqua AL2 San Diego Bike Club's Cara Vedaka. The women's Kieran, your new state champion, Tomasini's Cassandra Holman. In the women's points race, your new champion, Tomasini's Catherine Fiedler Cook. The women's scratch race, Momentum Cycling, powered by Hawk Rayleigh, Dina Eaton is your new state champion. In the women's match sprints, Tomasini's Catherine Fiedler Cook. In the women's team pursuit,
Thank you.
In the women's team pursuit, your winner, Kelly Jones, Gina Barbosa, and Allison Malouf. Women's team sprint, your new state champions, Tomasini's Cassandra Holman and Catherine Fiedler-Cook. And congratulations to all our new elite state track champions. Mountain bike racing, the Southern California State Series cross country event number 8 took place on July 12th. The Big Bear Shootout number 2 cross country results. For the women's pro, your winner from Amgen, Natasha Hernday. In the women's category 1, ages 19 to 29, Don's Bikes, Lisa Crow. And in your Category 1 Women 50+, Coates Cyclery's Jody Martin. For the Clydesdales, Men's Clydesdales, Category 3, 35 and over, your winner, Final Fits, James Manton. And in the Men's Cross Country Big Bear Shootout Pro Men's winner, Bear Valley Bikes, John Noble. Complete results on the Big Bear Shootout can be found at teambigbear.com.
You're listening to Kill Radio, killradio.org. Our phone number is 213-252-0998.
July 19th, the Ontario Grand Prix took place in the women's category 1s, 2s, and 3s, picking up third place Kahala Lagrange, Karen Mesk. Second place, Colavita Vegas, Keeley Brooks. And your winner from Helens Cannondale, Pam Schuster. In the men's elite category 1s and 2s, picking up third place, SC Velo's Jeremiah Wiskovich. Second place going to Bicycle House Racing's Eric Marcotti. And your winner from Rock Racing, Rahsaan Bahati. Number of junior races also going out there. Let's start with the junior women's 15 to 18 in third place. Major Motions, Paulina Lopez. Second place, unattached riding, Carla Lopez. And your winner from Echelon, Santa Barbara, Summersby Jenkins. In the junior women's 10 to 14, your winner from Echelon, Santa Barbara, Francisca Barthel. The junior men, 17 to 18, third place going to SC Velo's Alex Sullivan. Second place, Aqua AL2 San Diego Bike Club's Jorge Luis Higuera. And your winner from Bear Valley Bikes, Connor McCutcheon. In the junior men's 15 to 16, third place going to Major Motions, Eisen Taylor. Second place, Major Motions, Ben Bertiger. And your winner from SC Velo, Dominic Galenti. In the junior men's 13 to 14 at the Ontario Grand Prix, third place being picked up by SC Velo's Nathan Ferrigo. Second place going to Las Vegas Racing's Christopher Mile. And your winner from Echelon Santa Barbara, Dylan Schuler. And in the junior men's 10 through 12, fifth place being picked up by Bike Palace Back on Track's Duncan Reed. Fourth place going to Coates On Deck Foundation Julio Muro. Third place, SC Velo's Joseph Tarrant. Second place, also SC Velo's Nicholas Castellano. And your winner from Aqua AL2 San Diego Bike Club's James Higuera at the Ontario Grand Prix.
All right, road and mountain bike racing going on now. A little more detail on the Masters Cycle League. That was our series finals for the Masters Cycle League Southern California. Overall results in the MCL Masters 35 Plus at San Marcos. Peter Anderson picking up 10th place. And 9th place going to SC Velo's Sean Watkins. 8th place going to Showair Sonance's Mike Onkels. 7th place, Amgen Giant Masters' Randall Coxworth. 6th place, Amgen Giant Masters' Chris DeMarkey. And Fifth place going to Showair Sonance, Mark Fluss. Fourth place, Amgen Giant Masters Thurlow Rogers. Third place, California Pools Racing, Robert Ramirez. And it was a 1-2 win. Again, Showair Sonance, Jamie Pellinetti, second place. And your winner from Showair Sonance, John Gabriel.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the KILL Radio online link at www.killradio.org, or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right, we have some upcoming events.
Upcoming events in mountain bike racing. We've got Rim Nordic, Rim Nordic Super D, and Cross Country Super D coming up on August 8th, and Rim Nordic Cross Country on August 9th, Sunday. Full details on that at rimnordic.com. More mountain bike off-road racing coming up August 22nd and 23rd as the Stump Grinder Dirt Club Summer Series continues, presented by Hecker's Coastal Tree Care. Saturday, August 22nd, will feature the cross country, and on Sunday, dual slalom and downhill. For further details on that, visit ridesb.com. Coming up on Sunday, August 9th, in Brentwood, the Brentwood Grand Prix, presented by Adagio Energy and promoted by Velo Club Lagrange Westwood. The Brentwood Grand Prix details can be found at scnca.org or brentwoodgrandprix.com. Track racing also coming up Saturday, August 1st, the Encino Velodrome Championships, which is a USAC Elite National Track Cycling Qualifier. Saturday, August 1st, again, that's the Encino Velodrome Championships. Full details on that at encinovelodrome.org. More track racing also coming up at the LA Velodrome in Carson, California, August 8th and 9th, 2009. This is the 2009 USA Cycling Velodrome Championships at the LA Velodrome. Full details can be found at lavelodrome.org.
All right, and we had a chance to interview some of the top Masters Cycle League teams in the field there after the MCL Finals. Let's go to some of those real racer interviews at San Marcos now.
Sport Radio. We're with the second place team. Congratulations, Amgen Giant Masters. Chris, you had a good season. You guys turned out in numbers and almost won the title this year. Today's race was difficult, huh? Tell us a little about it.
Yeah, today's race was difficult, hot, and with that hill in there, you just never know what's going to happen. And we tried to get Kirk Bausch in the move all day long, tried to get him to get the win, and looks like we were set up pretty good until Watkins and a couple of the DeWalt guys got up front with three to go and decided to bring it back. And then when it came back, I put in a huge attack with one to go. And I was with MJ and Paul and Eddie, and just found myself in the wrong place. So tried to get something done for Randall and Thurlow. ended up, I think we ended up, what, like third?
Yeah, you got 5 points and 4 points. I'm not sure what positions that were, but you got some points.
Yeah, I think they were third, sixth, and seventh or something.
But yeah, yeah, held on to your second place overall in the Master Cycle League. Congratulations.
Cool. Kudos and to you for putting this on. It's a great deal.
Thanks.
Awesome job.
Thanks. We'll be expanding to Northern Cal next year, by the way. We got a confirmation from promoters up in Northern Cal. So we're going to have a Northern Cal MCL, a Southern Cal MCL, and we're going to have a finals somewhere in the middle, which looks like San Luis Obispo.
Nice. That'll be great for next year.
Yeah. Awesome. Good job with the race. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks, Brad.
Congratulations to Show Air Sonance, your Master Cycle League team champions this year. I'm with, and tell us your name for the radio here.
Eben Benatti.
Eben Benatti, how your season went with the team and everything in today's race. You want to tell us a little bit about it real quick?
Sure. So far it's been a good year. I think the main thing today was to work as a team, and we had eight guys. Of course, only six counted, but we met before the race and planned it out that we'd mark all the moves, and in the end it came down to smart tactics and some strong riders, and we accomplished our goal.
I saw a good swap out there, too, in that breakaway. You had four guys off the front. You had initially Steve Ferretti, I think, was in that break, and then you swapped him out for Mark Johnson later. Needed fresh legs up there,
yes,
I guess.
Steve took off from the gun. I think he didn't get a good warm-up. So after about 20 minutes, MJ went across to the break, swapped him out, and Steve took a break. And then near the end, we caught MJ again, but he has some good legs today and took off again at the end, and it worked out for him very well.
Yeah, great teamwork out there for the Masters Cycle League. Congratulations, 2009 champs, Eben Benatti. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was the winning team, Eben Benatti, Show Air Sonance. And we also chatted with the promoter, Alan T. from Rancho Cycling. Here's what the promoter had to say of his race. We're with the promoter now of Rancho Cycling and Masters Cycle League Finals, Alan. How's it been going today?
It's been going great. If you're asking me about the event's going great. I think we're on pace to beat last year's attendance. If you're going to ask me about my 45-plus race, it's not as good as our attendance.
Well, I went out the back at three laps to go, and I got pulled. How'd you do?
I didn't get pulled. I actually pulled myself. And it must have been around the same lap, so
about three to go,
something like that. So yeah. It was a tough course. I probably didn't warm up enough, but you know that's.
Well, you're the promoter, for crying out loud. The promoter never gets to warm up for his own race. I know how you feel.
I think that next year I figured it out. Instead of showing up at 5 to set up, I'm going to show at 4:30 and warm up, and then I'll be sitting around from 5 to 10.
Yeah,
that may be the best solution moving forward.
All right. Well, good job with the race today. It's been a good turnout, definitely. I think it's a good course. I like the course. I like the competition. Check it out at Bike Sport Radio. We're at the Alan T. promoting the Rancho's San Marcos Criterium. We got a phone call coming in. Hold on a second here.
Okay, radio.
Hey, Brad. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian. What's happening? We are live on the air, and we got a little break right now. We're just going over some of the promoter interviews and stuff with what's going on there. Tell us about your new racing career. I know you got a mountain bike. You just got started, and it seems like you had a pretty full season this year. And tell us about it.
Yeah, as you know, I started out doing the Wednesday night rides there in Palos Verdes. First ride I ever took with that group, over the handlebars three times in the first 10 minutes.
Woohoo! That's the typical, but you didn't give up, did you?
I did not give up.
They corrupted you.
Yeah, everybody says, nobody comes back. And I showed up the week after. Started off finishing 15 minutes behind the pack, and now, it's obviously a get-out sprint up the hill for first place now every Wednesday night. I just felt like I excelled, and got invited to join a 24-hour five-man team, and I got the bug since then. And from that season, it just kind of escalated, and I kind of decided I'm going to make 2009 my premier race season. And right out of the blocks, I did the Southridge Winter Series and ended up taking second overall. You obviously sent me that. Sent me an email saying GT is looking for riders, and I called them or sent them an email, sent them my stats, and sure enough, I had a $4,000 bike later and a couple couple kits and flying the GT colors. You know, I'm out at all the races I can be now, trying to support and do what I can.
So listen up, listeners, how about that? Here's a guy who came out, went over the bars, kept coming back week after week, got into mountain biking, and within a year, he's a sponsored rider. He got a bike. They gave you the bike, or what? It's a carbon bike or something? Or?
Yeah, they gave me, I had my choice actually between a carbon hardtail, full race bike, or a, you know, their endurance type bike, which is the marathon carbon, full carbon bike.
Right.
And I mean, they're just decked out, you know, full XT, everything, which, you know, for the money, you can't go wrong on those bikes, you know. And, you know, all-around great bike. It's been treating me well so far. I took first at the Racers and Chasers event on 4th of July. Beat the entire sport group, and then beat my class by a good 4.5 minutes. So.
Whoosh.
Yeah, I was pretty excited.
Whoosh. Yeah, GT bicycles. So, you know, we should support those who support the sport. So if anybody's in the market for a really cool mountain bike, the Zaskar is a great model, and the GT bicycles, we really appreciate their support as well. Any extreme races you've been to? Besides the 24 hours, you mentioned that. Was that like one of the first types of races you did? Was actually a 24-hour race, not just a regular cross-country?
That was actually the very first mountain race I did. You know, I grew up racing BMX, so I went from BMX, and then from there I actually went to the velodrome, to the track, and I did a couple little criteriums here and there, and just didn't get into it as much as I love the dirt, you know, and the dirt is where it's at for me, you know. I got into the cyclocross scene, as you know, and I just can't get off my mountain bike to do it, though. I want to get on the cyclocross bike, but I love the GT so much that it's I think I'm going to have to put skinnier tires on again this year and tackle the cyclocross scene with the mountain bike again. So,
you know, that's not a bad idea. That's an appropriate bike. It's that car. What does that bike weigh? 20 or something? Unbelievably light.
I got it down to about just over 20 pounds actually. So
wow.
Yeah.
You put those skinny tires on, you might drop another pound or so.
Yeah, totally.
And then cyclocross. So you've done cyclocross too?
I've done the cyclocross. I did the Urban Cyclocross Series.
Mm-hmm.
I took fourth overall on that, and
cool.
Hopefully, you know, with being in school and stuff, I just didn't have a whole lot of time to train. So
right.
now that I'm done with school, I got my license and my degree, and I just, you know, I'm just kind of gearing myself towards a really good season. You know, try to build myself up for the summer cross country season again next year. I got a goal of trying to take California State Champion in my class.
Nice.
You going
to do any more of the cross? I think there's some Rim Nordic still coming up. There's a Stump Grinder Dirt Series in Santa Barbara. There's a couple races still the rest of the season. You going
to
do a couple more?
I'm going to try to finish out the Rim Nordic Series. I'm going to definitely finish out the Racers and Chasers Series, being that I got first in the last race. So I got two more to do in that. Hopefully try to take the overall title.
Right.
The Stump Grinder I love. You know, it's a beautiful course. That's another thing about the mountain biking. It's just some of the most beautiful terrain, you know, that you can, you know, big rolling hills, fun open fire roads to climb up, and then incredible single tracks to go down. You know, you got everything from, you know, deep forest up in the mountains to, you know, open desert out in Temecula to, you know, big, huge rolling hills and vineyards off in the distance up in Santa Barbara.
Hailstorms and rain.
Yeah, exactly.
Not yet, but maybe in Southern California in December.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll be cross time, cross season.
Yeah, for the scenery alone, it's hard to go fast and pedal hard to go to race. I mean, you're just checking out all this beautiful terrain, you know.
Yeah.
So, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful venture that I've gotten into.
Yeah, I remember one of the neatest things I ever saw was coming down in Idlewild in the 24-hour mountain bike race. About 4 a.m., I came down to a flat section after downhill and turned the corner around around the field, and there was nothing but sage scrub, and the stars were out, and my helmet light pointed up ahead, and the whole field lit up with a bunch of glowing red eyes. And they all lifted their heads. They had antlers. It was deer, and a whole herd of deer just scampered off in front of me. Like, whoa, this is cool.
Yeah, totally. Four in the morning, you probably see maybe one or two people out on the trail too. So,
yeah,
you know, it's just like, you know, it just kind of brings you back, you know. I mean,
yeah,
you know, even for me, sometimes commuting to work, you know, I try to commute to work on my mountain bike. I go up through the Palos Verdes Hills and come up over the top of Palos Verdes down into Torrance, you know, where I work. And, you know, I mean, it just, you know, I get to cruise along the coast and come up over some dirt road, and, you know, right. it really gets a really good start to my work day.
Right. And then you did BMX in your earlier years as a background. Those are pretty short, high-intensity races that are a sprint. They just took a couple of minutes long, each moto or something? Or
yeah, definitely. I think most tracks you could probably get through, you know, 1.5 to 2 minutes or so on, okay. on a BMX track. So I started that at about 5 years old.
Wow.
Kind of exceeded it and excelled at that. Luckily, I had two older brothers that kind of pushed. So.
Where's the nearest BMX track around the Los Angeles area that you can think of? Is there still?
I want to say the nearest one now is actually out in Orange County.
The Orange Orange Y, Orange BMX Y, yeah.
Orange BMX Y, and
like that.
There was one at a place called Hollywood. I can't remember the name. It had the name Hollywood in it. Supposedly that was a pretty good track. So.
Right. How about Bellflower BMX? Are they
I believe that's it's a whole different element now. And I mean, I'd really like to get back into it and really, really boost on my my sprinting and my my short power strokes and stuff. And I think any kind of two wheel front is going to help my mountain biking career.
Yeah, what's neat about it is BMX is now an Olympic sport. Olympic
exactly.
sport, so
it's,
we
yeah, it's great to see it.
Be great
yeah,
to see like encourage the youth out there to get into BMX, and you don't even have to be young. I'm BMX, what age you race? People racing BMX are 35, right?
I'd be racing the 30 plus category, and
right.
you know, I mean, I remember when I was racing, they had 50 plus cruiser category, you know.
Wow,
that's a wonderful thing about BMX. You know, it's really really geared for the kids, man.
Yeah.
And I mean that's what we need, you know. Me working in the healthcare field, you know, I just see so many problems with, you know, with the youth of today, just, you know, resorting back to the video game and junk food.
Don't go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear that? I don't know if it was the World Health Organization or some nonprofit health group said that California's budget crisis would not exist if every adult and child were fit and healthy. And athletic, or something like that. That would eliminate that would almost put us back in the black in the budget crisis because of health issues. So,
totally. You know, and it's sad. You know, it's just one of the problems with that. You know, not to get off track here, but you know, is the medications for diabetes. You know, is the second most expensive medication, second to cancer medication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Right.
Hopefully.
Well, you know these things. You're in the medical industry, so you know these things. So that's good.
Yeah, totally. You know, hopefully, you know, more and more kids. You know, we can generate the popularity of BMX again, especially through the Olympics and maybe through mass media. You know, I know Lance Armstrong being in the Tour de France. But, you know, I go out and I work these road races. I do medical for road races and cyclocross events. And the age groups are getting younger, and there's more and more kids accumulating at these events, which is incredible. You know, and you know, I'm actually looking into. Trying to get a team together through the local high school where I live in San Pedro, and I would really like to, you know, get together and help and volunteer my time to coach a mountain bike team for the Southern California Mountain Bike Series.
Go, man, go. Absolutely. That'd be fantastic, Brian.
Yeah.
Well, some really great things you're doing out there. So anything you want to add?
No, just everybody get out there on your two wheels, you know, try to commute as much as you can. Be careful of the cars. You know, obviously when you're out in the dirt, it's great, no cars around, but you know, if you do have to get out there on the road, please be careful. Other than that, you know, just live on two wheels. That's it.
Brian does not want to see you in his emergency room. You're a nurse
definitely
now,
not.
Right?
Definitely not.
Yeah, I mean, it happens in any sport, so, but the more bikes that are out there, the more awareness there is. Thanks for calling, and best of luck to you, and keep up the racing. Look forward to seeing you out there at the cross-country races, cyclocross, and on and on.
Great.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Brian, a new real racer, mountain bike racing, and it sounds like he's very active in the community. So, again, our phone number here at the studio is 213-252-0998. Now, we support competitive cycling, bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. One of the things I like to see out there is people that are in the sport supporting those who are sponsoring the sport. So we went around at the San Marcos Criterium, and we interviewed all of the booth vendors out there. There was Bike Fit, Tomasini, Cool and Fit, Premier Nutrition. So we're going to give them a little love and a little advertisements here. They are on some upcoming interviews right now. And if you see a company or some sponsor supporting your sport, think about making choices out there when you purchase something. If you have a need for example, a new bike, and you're looking for a road bike, a really nice cyclocross bike or something, you want something that's really nicely handcrafted, you might consider Tomasini, especially after you hear what they have to say here. They were a sponsor of the San Marcos Criterium, and they're very active in the San Diego area. Also, if you're looking for nutritional support, nutritional supplements, Premier Nutrition. So let's listen to some of these interviews with these people who support the sport.
We're at the Masters Cycle League Series Finals here, and we're going through some of the supporting sponsors of the San Marcos Criterium. And I'm here with, what's your name?
Eric Bowen.
Eric Bowen, and you're with BikeFit.com, body and bike working together, one of the supporting sponsors. Thanks for sponsoring the event. Tell us a little bit about BikeFit.
Well, BikeFit is the premier mobile bicycle fitting studio in San Diego County. So I think we're a little bit unique in that we come to you as opposed to you having to load up your gear.
Wow.
And come to us.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Wow. How far do you range in your area? You have a trailer then? You just come out to the person's home or?
Yeah. We've got a van and everything fits in there. And you know, typically if you're within about a 50 to 75 mile radius of San Diego, we will come to you.
What a great idea. I've never heard of that being done before. Most bike fits are done actually in the shop or in the studio or at the coach's home and stuff, but you actually go to the rider, so that's really cool. How's it going? How long have you been around doing this?
Well, I've been fitting for about 20 years, although this is a new venture, so we've just launched the business about 2 months ago. This is our first event and our first sponsorship, and we'll be present at virtually all the major bike races here in San Diego.
Great. Very good. Well, thanks for supporting the San Marcos Crit, and thanks a lot, Eric.
Hey, my pleasure.
And we're moving along to at the San Marcos Criterium now with Tomasini Frame Manufacturers. Really nice-looking artwork on that frame. And I'm with, what's your name?
Tina Indelicio.
Tina, tell us about Tomasini.
Well, our family has been making frames for over 60 years. Most people in the cycling community know who we are. We only make about 2,000 to 2,500 frames a year for the entire world. We make everything by hand. We don't outsource anything in our production with the exception of chroming and our Cadafossori treatment, which is the corrosion control treatment on frames.
Corrosion control. Okay, that's cool. I see a traditional steel frame. That thing is just beautiful here. And then I see, is this carbon? And there's another one here. It's a carbon mixed with aluminum, or is it all carbon?
It's all carbon.
Which one is that?
That's the Evol. We actually don't make it anymore. This is the last one of its kind. This was tested by Bicycling Magazine. It has original hand-cut carbon lugs. Beautiful bike. Just became a little bit too expensive to produce, and we won't sacrifice the quality of carbon in order to meet a price point that's easy for people to purchase it. So
good for you. I like that idea. And don't sacrifice the quality, yeah.
Yeah, we don't do that. And this is our Velocista, which is our top-of-the-line carbon frame. It's actually Italian carbon, not Asian carbon, and it's not a monocoque frame. It's actually cut, wrapped, and baked.
Is that right? It
yes,
looks
it
like a monocoque. That's
nope.
Beautiful. That is gorgeous frame here. This is we're on radio here, so let's see. It's black and red with a kind of a depth to it. It looks like a clear coat in here, or a clear, you can kind of see the depth of the carbon weave in there. That's really neat.
Yeah, it's all coated, and then there's only certain areas of the frame that's painted, so you can still see the carbon through it. And this frame we do in sloping and standard geometry sizes as well, full custom as well. It's not a problem. This is the one that we are sponsoring a couple riders here that ride it on the track. So they have a track version, and then they also ride it in road.
Oh, sweet.
And
any cyclocross also? Or
I'm getting into cyclocross.
You
That's
are?
Me.
Oh,
yeah.
Talk to the cyclocross booth right here, and Master Cycling.
And I'm waiting for my bike to get here, and that's going to be the
Italian red and green and white. This is nice.
This is the Fire.
This
bike is steel with a carbon fork, and it was this one was just recently road tested by Road Bike Action magazine, and my cyclocross bike will be this bike in cyclocross geometry.
Oh, nice. Steel. So it'll be steel.
It'll be steel. It's actually very light for being steel, and I'm a traditionalist.
Right? Is this what kind of Columbus niobium?
Yeah, it's Which niobium model? Steel, and it's... but. Even the top tube is not round, as you can see. It's more of
an octagon
shape.
It's octagon and forms.
It's hard to tell unless you actually get to see the bike in person. But you can lift it up. This is a complete bike, and it's all steel.
Right.
It doesn't
Columbus,
even have the light.
Columbus Spirit, it's called tubing?
Yeah, this is Spirit tubing.
Right.
And, of course, you can shave some weight by using even lighter components, but...
That's quite light, though, for a steel bike. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a beautiful cyclocross bike. And what have we got over here? Is that titanium, or is that...
Yes, these are titanium frames. We use really expensive titanium, so these bikes are quite pricey. Not as expensive as our custom, the Velocista.
Yeah, that's tie and carbon.
Yes.
Nice.
It's a tie and carbon blend. We make tie and carbon blend, aluminum and carbon, steel and carbon, full aluminum, full steel. So we have many options, and 99% of our frames are available in custom geometry as well as custom paint design, and most of them are available also in cyclocross track time trial geometry as well as road, of course.
Very neat. And what is the website we find out more about Tomasini and where your distributors or dealers are?
It's just ridetomasini.com, and we actually now sell direct to the public.
Wow, fantastic. All right, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
And now we're at the next booth here, Cool and Fit Sport. Cool and Fit sponsoring the San Marcos Criterium Master Cycle League Finals. I'm here with Hubert. How do you pronounce your last name, Hubert?
My last name is hard to pronounce, Von der Beek.
Von der Beek. Okay, cool. Can about 30 seconds, 45 seconds or less, can you tell us about Cool and Fit?
Yeah, we have a product which is our Cool and Fit Sport Conditioning Fluid. You just spray on the muscles and it increases blood flow, relaxes the muscle, avoids cramping and fatigue, and you use it before sports for better performance and after sports for faster recovery.
All right. Smells good. Smells like menthol. What kind of ingredients are typically found in Cool and Fit?
It has 15 different natural ingredients. They are mostly oils from herbs, for example, eucalyptus oil, peppermint oil, pine oil, camphor, menthol, and so on.
All right. Very good. And if somebody wants to pick up some Cool and Fit at a shop, or where do we find out where this is available?
Cool and Fit is in cycling stores, triathlon stores, running stores. We are concentrating on the sports specialty stores at this time. If you can't find it in the store, just ask for it and tell them to contact Cool and Fit. Our website is coolandfit.com.
Okay. Thank you very much, Hubert.
Thank you.
Now we're here at the Titan booth. Titan is why don't you go ahead and tell me about Titan? What's your name?
I'm Andrew with PremierNutrition.com.
PremierNutrition.com. Okay, I see bars and I see drink. Tell us about your products here at the San Marcos Criterium.
Well, at Premier Nutrition, we're focusing on great tasting protein delivery, including our 30-gram protein shake, our 30-gram bars available at Costco, and our new product, Titan Bars, 26 grams of protein, 5 grams of sugar, available in cookies and cream, chocolate peanut butter crunch, and our new flavor, brownie nut.
Which one did I just sample? I got a mouthful here.
That is chocolate peanut butter crunch.
Okay, that's good. It's really good. Beats a Snickers bar.
Exactly. Real low sugar, high protein.
Okay. And now, are these bars you would go ahead and use during your race, during the feed zone, right? Or
This is maybe a good pre-race bite, post-race recovery bar.
Okay.
An excellent training bar and excellent training shake.
Okay.
Maybe and in the build-up to the race, perhaps.
Right. I see a lot of protein in the protein shake, perhaps after a hard workout. Maybe this is a good recovery shake.
Exactly. Perfect recovery shake.
Very good. And Titan, you're available in shops, sporting goods stores, or online also, or health foods?
Exactly. Online at premiernutrition.com. And the Titan bars are available at Vitamin Shop and GNC, as well as our 30-gram protein bars and shakes are at your local Costco.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks for supporting the San Marcos Crit, and thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
All right. Premier Nutrition, available in Vitamin Shop. The San Marcos Criterium. So support those who support the sport, and think about purchasing their products. You should have a bias towards those products from vendors who support the sport of bike racing. Another thing that we like to do here at Bike Sport Radio, we go out in the field and we just talk to the average Joe, the average person racing their bike, and we had a chance to speak with a local bike club called IB Racing, Island Boy Racing. Let's go chat with them. Let's see what they have to say. Island Boy Racing.
I'm Brad House here with Bike Sport Radio. And we are still at the San Marcos Criterium, the Master Cycle League Finals, promoted by Rancho Cycling. And we're doing real racer interviews right now, real racers in the field. We are with Island Brothers Racing. They've got some really cool new kits, orange and yellow, and orange, yellow, blue. And your name, what's your name?
Peter Plaisance.
Peter, and what's your, are you founder, or what's about the club?
I'm president of the club. We've been here about 8 years, and we have some original members, and it's we all kind of raced for bigger teams before, and we have a nice little family of racers now, so great environment.
Very good. Very visible, too. I love the new kits and everything. And how are you doing in Southern Cal? You're in San Diego, Orange County, LA. Where are you guys?
Most of us are in San Diego. We have a couple guys up in Orange County, but we predominantly race here in North County, so it's pretty much a tight-knit group.
All right, Island Boy Racing, real racing. Did you just race? You're getting ready to race.
I got a flat on the 2 laps to go, so I was racing just then, and I got caught out. So.
Oh, in the category threes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you gonna do another race later, or is that it?
I don't know. It's still hot. We'll see.
It is a hot day out here. Island Boy Racing. All right, how do we find out about the club? If anybody out there listening wants to find out more about Island Boy Racing,
Island Boy, IBRacing.org is our website. We also have a social community, and of course, Premier Nutrition is also a product sponsor.
Oh, okay. So, great. We talked to them earlier today.
Yep.
IBRacing.org.
Yes.
All right. Bike Sport Radio. Thanks.
Okay. IBRacing.org. So, at the San Marcos Criterium, there was also a free youth race, and these are really neat, getting the kids in 10 and under, clear down to like 5 and 4-year-olds, and I really like to encourage promoters of all bike racing events to always try to put in a youth race. This is going to encourage growth of the sport. It really gets the kids excited, the parents excited, and everything about the sport. Any bike will do, any level. There were kids on tricycles, training wheels, you name it. They were all there at the San Marcos Criterium. We've got some sounds of the absolute mayhem and chaos. The kids loved it, and the parents loved it, going on at the San Marcos Criterium right now. Let's go to those sounds.
I'm Brad House here with Bike Sport Radio, and we are still at the San Marcos Criterium, the Master.
So right now, all kids, go on over to the start-finish line area. Parents, this is the stage you call for all kids at the start-finish line.
This is the kids' race, free kids' race at the San Marcos Criterium. Kids' race, great to be doing kids' races at all these events, and you're listening to it live at Bike Sport Radio.
So here's the deal. How many kids are 5 and less? 5, 4, 3. Raise your hands. Right? If you're 5, 4, or 3, you're going to go with... Where's Durkin?
I'm 5.
All right. Follow this gentleman over here.
Bunch of kids.
5, 4,
we've got
three.
Tricycles. We got bikes with training wheels. We got pink helmets. We got real jerseys. We got
6, 7, 8, 9. Stay right here.
6, 7, 8, 9-year-olds are going to start here at the San Marcos Criterium, brought to you by Rancho Cycling.
6, 7, 8, and 9. Go nowhere.
Well, milk is 5.
No sandbagging, Carol.
It's racing age. Right?
It's racing age. Whatever age you turn during the year. Yeah, 6-year-old.
Well, yeah, let me pull out his license.
I wouldn't doubt if he's got one already.
If any of you are 6 or 7, you're going to go with...
Don't lock him down, Alan.
All right. Yes, you're going to go with this guy over here.
The guy with the tank top and the tattoos. Guy with the tank and the tattoos. All right. Follow him. You're here with the kids race at Bike Sport Radio. We'll be back in a minute. Hey, we're just getting our final instructions here for the youngest group. This is the youngest group, right? Yeah. 4 and 5 year olds at the San Marcos Criterium, and
the five and below are ready to race.
The five and under.
Five and under.
Ready to go.
Ralph's ready to call it.
Whenever you're ready, start them.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Bunch of kids at the line down there.
And there they go. 2009 San Marcos Criterium, five and under, are sprinting to the finish line. And what a race we have at five and under. That'll do. Red Helmet taking first place. And now come on, Pink Helmet.
Listen to the crowd go wild.
All right,
good job, guys. That's right. Hey, we got riders on the course.
All right, that was the young group there.
Yeah, what a way to have fun. Give a kid a bike, and that's all you need. A kid and a bike. So, Bike Sport Radio paid a little visit to New York City. Although we are Southern California-based, we did get a chance to go to New York City, check out the bike culture out there. We came across something that it has been heard of. Perhaps you've heard it before.
Okay,
bike polo.
This is really cool now. We just came across a big asphalt field here. They're sweeping it up, and I see bike polo. We are with Bike Sport Radio. What's your name?
Mark Capriotti.
Mark, how you doing today?
Just fantastic.
All right, look at these bikes. So tell us about bike polo.
Bike polo is pretty much what you would imagine it to be.
Like horses. I see exactly. You play polo just like you would with horses, but you're on a bike.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except with a hockey ball, and we have typically a ski pole with some plastic piping, whether it's HDPE or ABS, and
I see these pipes. Yeah, they look like they're modified. It looks like you literally use a ski pole and you cut a piece of PVC pipe, and it looks like it's bolted on the end there for your mallet, huh?
Pretty much, yeah. It's gas pipe used by the city. So.
Oh, cool. So it's all free. Remnants, you're recycling here. That's good. It's a green sport. Right on. All right, anything else you want to add? Is there a game going on today?
There will be. Maybe you want to interview a couple of the other guys.
Maybe, when the players get here. What time's the game start?
Game starts in about whenever these leaves get cleaned up.
All right. Cool.
Here, you can recycle.
Okay, thank you very much. So the first team to get five, looks like it's 3-on-3 then, or?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I've never done this before, and interesting. So five, the first team to score five goals wins, and you're doing like a couple of rounds or something, or?
No, it's just forever. All day long,
just all day long. All right, here is the kickoff, so to speak. The jump.
Jump.
Yeah. Okay, face off.
Whatever.
3-on-3. And now, you know who's on whose team? I guess we got different colored mallets, or what? Or you just?
It's always hard for like the spectators.
Right, because you don't.
Everyone that ever comes here to see me play is like, who's on whose team, and how do you know that? You know, but it's.
Yeah.
Everybody here just knows it. You know what I mean? And when you're watching, you can sort of after like a couple of minutes, you sort out.
Woo! Nice score there. Yeah, you can kind of see when three people are all moving the same direction. Probably headed on the same team, so.
And then we switch right on teams, so like the person that you were just playing against is now your teammate.
Oh,
that's confusing.
All right. Okay.
Okay. I see some knee pads. For the most part, no helmets, so you're not moving that fast, so I guess.
Not right now, but we got pretty fast.
Too hot for helmets. This is cool. Where else do you guys play? Is bike polo all around the East Coast here? Or?
It's all around the world, really.
All around the world?
I mean, this guy's from Philly.
Yeah.
The guy in the red shirt with the white cap is from Richmond.
Wow.
I just played in Seattle, and Portland, Boston, DC, everywhere, pretty much any city, even small cities.
Right. Any playing going on in Los Angeles at all? Or?
I don't know. Yeah, there is. There's a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, there is. Of course. There's two different sets.
Really?
There's some people play in the Valley.
Okay.
Where I played.
San Fernando Valley. Yeah.
That play. I guess it's near Santa Monica.
Yeah.
In town. You go
on
bikepolo.ca.
Bikepolo.ca. Okay.
You can look at all the cities and.
Okay.
And the people from each city. Check out where tournaments
are.
So
leagues going on and stuff, or.
It's not really leagues as much as cities hosting tournaments. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. And does nobody really plays goalie, huh? They just kind of
not full time, but you'll see some people set up.
Right. So if the ball gets down, I see a little motion now.
Right.
Yeah, right. Because now the ball's getting down here. You want
to be really
kind of cover
to be a good goalie. You should be to stand in the goal. Anybody that's a good shooter can just shoot it right between your wheels.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I see some disc covers too. I guess obviously that's to prevent the ball from going into your spokes, or even in some cases going right through your wheel, huh?
Has a lot to do with style, also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, goal! There we go. Another goal. Cool. All right. Well, I look forward to seeing some play in Los Angeles. I'll go check it out. Bikepolo.ca.
Canada.
Okay. Cool. Thanks, man.
Bikepolo.ca. That is the website to find out all you want to know about bike polo. It was pretty cool out there in New York. A lot of things happening. New York's got quite a bike culture, and you can rent bikes everywhere, too. There's several bike rentals, and they are competing for your business out there. Actually, we chatted with some of the bike rental guys.
Now we're at the corner of 57th and 7th, right by Central Park. I'm with Central Park Bike Tours and Rentals over here. What's your name?
My name is Chris.
Chris, you guys rent bikes, and there's a lot of business going on. There's a ton of tourists, huh? Way to go.
Yes, it is. Yes,
how's it going?
Business is going very fine right now.
Yeah? What do you cost?
Well, our rentals are $20 for the first hour, $10 every additional hour. Tours are $49. Guided tour, 2 hours.
A guided tour? Oh, does the tour go around New York or just Central Park or
we
where?
We have Brooklyn Bridge tour, Central Park tour, Sex and the City tour, a whole bunch of other tours.
Right on. And how do we find out more about this? Do you have a website or anything? Or?
Yes, we do. I'll give you my business card.
All right. And I see you've only got a few bikes left here, it looks like, huh?
Pretty busy. Pretty busy today.
All right. Central Park Bike Tours and Rentals. CentralParkBikeTours.com. All right. Thanks, Chris. Have
a good
day.
No problem, guys. You too.
We're in New York City now, Brad, with Bike Sport Radio. I'm here with Bike Rentals. Where are we? We're down the block from Central Park now. What's your name?
My name is Nice.
Nice, all right, nice name, cool. And you're with Bike Rental Central Park.
Yes, I'm with Bike Rentals in Central Park, and we have bikes. We have bicycles made for two. We have mountain bikes. We have children's bikes with children's attachments. We have helmets and locks, no extra charge. Come and get your bikes. It's a beautiful ride in the park and a beautiful day to boot.
Yeah, 212-664-9600, BikeRentalCentralPark.com. Tell us why your bikes are better than the other guys' bikes down the street. I see you guys out here with signs. We're standing on this corner with a street sign with a PVC pole under it, yelling, bike rentals, is really cool.
All things being for real, our bike shop just opened up. We're brand new. We have brand new bikes, Jamises, $400 bikes each. We have the tandems, which are $1,200 apiece. That's $2,400 we spent on that. We put a lot of money into the shop to make sure the tourists come and the neighbors, the neighborhood guys, to enjoy a ride in that park. Yeah. And we take care of the bikes. We're insured and everything. we treat with the utmost quality.
Very good. 1 hour, $15. All right. Bike rental, centralpark.com with Bike Sport Radio. Thank you, Nice.
Thank you, sir.
Nice. With a name like that, I don't know. You find it all in New York City. How could you go wrong? Renting a bike from a guy named Nice right on the corner of Central Park. It's crazy out there, though. So, riding is everywhere. Bike racing is what we feature. Competitive cycling with Bike Sport Radio. You're here with Kill Radio. So, in closing, coming to the end of our show here, the door zone that we talked about in our last show, I want to go over a little more on that, on the door zone. It's a little different in New York City. There's not really a door zone issue, so to speak. And I'd have to say the reason for that is that these taxi drivers out there are just crazy. And drivers in New York that park parallel, they are different from drivers in L.A. They do not fling their doors open. They actually crawl out the passenger side. And this is because they are probably experienced with having their door just ripped off by a cab. So, quite possibly, you don't have to worry about getting doored as much in New York as you would in Los Angeles. It probably won't happen. But in any event, you shouldn't ride next to the doors of parked cars. So that's our tip of the show. Our next show is coming up on Monday, August 10th, and we hope to see you then right here at killradio.org on Bike Sport Radio. And for all you cyclists and motorists out there, keep your eyes open for each other. Watch for each other, be courteous, share the roads. Cyclists, drive your bike just like you would drive a car. And we'll see you on August 10th from Bike Sport Radio. I'm Brad House.